This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Colorado House has passed the state budget. After a day and a half of delays, the proposal addresses a $1.5 billion shortfall. Ray Solomon reports from the state capitol.
Along with the budget, lawmakers considered more than 60 companion proposals and dozens of amendments floated by both sides of the aisle, though only a few of those changes got the green light. The House approved a bipartisan amendment to save the state's auto theft prevention program, as well as one stripping money from wolf reintroduction. The House also agreed to protect medical coverage for some undocumented immigrants, but all that could be stripped from the bill as it advances. Final passage came a little after 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. And this week, the entire debate process starts over in the Senate. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Denver Public Schools is turning to residents to help decide if a potential tax increase for schools should be on the ballot in 2026. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
It's called a mill levy override, a property tax hike that, unlike construction bonds, goes directly into the classroom. DPS says the money would be earmarked for competitive teacher salaries, expanded vocational training, and employee benefits. If approved, the average Denver homeowner would see an increase of about $71 a year. But before it reaches voters this November, the district is seeking volunteers for a community-led committee to vet the financial data and weigh the district's priorities. Six public meetings are scheduled across the city starting April 21st to gather feedback. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
CU Boulder is celebrating its 150th anniversary with its own ice cream flavor. The college has partnered with Sweet Cow to release the new flavor called Buffalo Chip. Here's what it is. It's a brown sugar butter ice cream swirled with dark chocolate and butterscotch chips to represent the school's black and gold colors. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.